Claire opened her eyes in a dark little room. Leaving the realm of the heart of the palace and founder of the Spirit Knights, a millennial old dead guy named Caius, meant she could finally go to bed after the longest day ever. Her bedroom at home awaited her. She only had to get there. She patted her chest where Caius had just fused her locket with her flesh, finding it tender but not painful. Once upon a time, her late father had crafted the locket to save her life, and now it connected her to the magical realm of the Spirit Knights, a fact some of her fellow knights, all men, couldn't handle.
"Time to sleep,"
Enyan chirped. The small silver dragon lay draped around her neck, his forelimbs wrapped around his tail, so he resembled an oversized necklace. "Yeah." Standing, Claire yawned and stretched her arms. She touched the wall in front of her and willed it to open. The stone obeyed her, folding outward to create an archway tall and wide enough for a linebacker. Bright light poured in from the thoroughfare, a corridor designed to connect everything in the palace, the magical realm of the Spirit Knights.
"She's back," a man announced.
Someone grabbed her and hauled her out of the tiny room. He and another man, both knights she hadn't met yet, secured her arms before she had a chance to struggle.
"Let go!"
Claire snarled. She struggled to free herself without success. Each broad-shouldered man outweighed her by at least 100 pounds, all of it muscle. Her combat boots couldn't find any purchase on the smooth stone of the thoroughfare to slow them down. Though she didn't know either of their names, she did know the wizened little old man they hauled her in front of. Elder Yun, the oldest living spirit knight, had wrinkles on his spotted wrinkles and filmy eyes hidden beneath sparse white eyebrows. His walking stick seemed intended to prevent him from shriveling up and blowing away if anyone sneezed at him. Behind him, Djembe stood tall and proud with his arms crossed. His sneer dared Claire to do or say anything to give him an excuse to pummel her.
"After you tossed me aside earlier, effectively demonstrating a lack of judgment and respect, we've decided you need to be tested."
Elder Yun wheezed.
"Tested for what? I just talked to the heart."
Granted, she'd just told him to go to hell, but he'd accepted her and declared her a true knight.
"Quiet," Djembe growled.
Though she had better things to pay attention to, Claire noticed Djembe's head twitched. She ignored that and stomped her boot against the knight on her right, trying to hit his instep. He blocked it while wrenching her arm. One more little jerk and he'd break it. Claire squealed and raised onto her toes to relieve pressure. Though she'd heal in the palace, a place apart from Earth and suffused with magic, the injury itself would hurt. The tiny dragon draped around her neck stayed still and quiet.
"For being instrumental in causing the death of a fellow knight, and for suspicion of carrying the taint of witchery, you will face an ordeal."
Elder Yun shuffled aside and pointed at a dark doorway Claire hadn't faced before. Light and color faded in front of it. The edges writhed with black, grasping tendrils. Going through something bad enough to be named ordeal sounded like the last thing Claire wanted to deal with today. Yesterday, a spirit possessed her best friend, a corrupt phasm tainted her mentor, and they all tried to kill her. Her mentor even managed to succeed for a few seconds this morning. She'd been awake for far too long, and if Caius's opinion didn't grant her some indulgence, she had no idea what could. Even though it might help her case with these jerks, she had no intention of telling them Justin had been tainted for a day.